This is Magnetic Flux, the Press of Form to Form. A Star Wars Legends, Star Wars All Media Types, Star Wars Prequel Trilogy fanfic, written by Black Cat and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Padme Amidala, Arla Fett, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Alternate Universe, Time Travel, Humor, Bamf Padme Amidala, Bamf Arla Fett, Arla Fett Lives, Fix It, Mentioned Canonical Dubious Consent, because Karen Travis is a creep. Author's Notes. For the prompt, how about an Arla time travel fix it? Her plan basically amounts to beating the stupid out of her brother and killing a couple Sith before destroying the Death Watch. If she falls in love with the surprisingly badass senator from Naboo along the way, well, that's just gravy. My brother's trying to kill you, Arla says. From everything she's seen and read about Naboo's former queen, the fact that there's a blaster out and aimed at her head before she's even finished speaking isn't a surprise at all. Arla's in no mood to get shot today, so she doesn't move, just waits, leaning back against the window in the senator's room, helmet tucked under her arm, and all of her weapons in clear view. After a long, long moment, Padme takes two careful steps forward, one to the side, and brings the light up with a touch, her eyes never leaving Arla. Your brother, she repeats, her blaster still leveled at Arla's head. I don't suppose your brother is Count Dooku? Arla pulls the face that question deserves. I'm not sorry to say he isn't, she says. But Count Dooku is the one who hired him to kill you, if that makes you feel better. Some faint hint of amusement pulls at Padme's mouth, though she doesn't relent. And are you working with him to kill me? Rolling her eyes, Arla bends down to set her helmet on the floor, then straightens, raising her hands. If I wanted to kill you, she says, and gives Padme a lazy smile, I wouldn't have announced myself, Senator. I'm just here to keep my idiot brother from managing it. Padme takes a breath, finally lowering her blaster. I already have Jedi keeping me safe, she points out. Whoever your brother is, he can't get past them. Arla can't help the way her smile goes crooked just a little. Believe me, Senator, Jango Fett can get past whoever he wants. When Padme freezes, she tips her head in confirmation. I'm Arla Fett. Formerly of the Death Watch, formerly of a Republic prison, formerly a brainwashed assassin. Jango might be able to get past Jedi, but he won't get past me. Brown eyes locked on her, Padme takes a few steps closer. I haven't heard of you, she says. Why not approach the Jedi directly if you know who's after me? And who hired him? Arla grins at her, all teeth. And she could go to the Jedi. She could tell them about the Sith, and about how he's going to take over the galaxy, and how Arla saw it firsthand, with an ex-Jedi survivor, who stripped her memories away and then married her despite that. Maybe some part of the skin-crawling revulsion she feels at the idea is attached to the fact that she could meet Barden in the halls of the temple, but she came back. She woke up in the Valorum Center, all her memories her own, with a cold, sinking certainty that she knew precisely what was about to happen. But knowing means she can fix it. And this time, she won't spend 10 years locked in a cell babbling Mandoa to herself. This time, she's going to use what the Death Watch made her and change the galaxy. It's a family matter,
she says. I'm morally obligated to find my brother and beat the snot out of him for what he's done to my nephews. And after that, I'm going to find Dooku and shake a confession out of him because he's about to use an army of droids to try and take over the Republic.
The flare of grim victory lights Padme's face, sharpens the planes of it, and makes her expression into one that tangles Arla's breath in her throat.
I knew it was him, she says, fists curling. His talk of seceding from the galaxy. That's part of it, isn't it?
Arla nods. There's a Sith Lord pulling the strings beyond just Dooku, she says. But Dooku's trying to start a war for him. I'm going to stop him.
Padme's gaze flickers from Arla to her blaster, and she deftly slides it back into its holster, then straightens, smooths her dress down, and says,
I'm going to help. Arla blinks, then tips her head. Help, she repeats, bemused. I just told you I'm going after two Sith Lords. And my brother, who was hired to murder you.
You also just told me a Sith Lord was trying to take over the Republic, Padme says, and passes Arla to pick up a hooded cloak and travel-worn bag from their place by the window.
Emergency supplies, Arla thinks, eyeing them and then eyeing the senator herself.
She's packed to be able to run if she needs to.
Not stupid, certainly.
And not so brave that she's going to get herself killed. Looking up, Padme meets her eyes, and that smile is quick and graceful and full of steel.
Your brother killed one of my handmaidens. Corday was a dear friend, and I'm not about to let him put any more of my people at risk. If you can find him, I'm going with you. Well, Arla wasn't expecting this, but it's not like she has a solid plan here anyway. She's flying on instinct and reaction and sheer rage, and adding Padme to that can probably only help. He's on Kamino, she says,
and when Padme raises a brow, she shrugs.
Oh, really, he will be. Once he fails to kill you, he'll bolt back there. Jango's an idiot, but he's a predictable one. And I need to go to Kamino anyways to punch a few people. And hug my nephews.
Padme smiles. Then how about we get there before him? She suggests, straightening.
Will he recognize you if we leave together?
Arla snorts, wrapping the knuckles of her gauntlets against the black of her armor.
Jango thinks I'm dead, she says succinctly. And he won't know my armor either. Hope you don't mind dodging those Jedi watching you, Senator. I'm not in the mood to be talked down right now.
Padme's smile is a little crooked, but she steps forward.
The window opens, she says, like a challenge. Does that jetpack actually work? It'll carry two, even,
Arla retorts, and crosses the remaining space between them, pulling her helmet on and then wrapping an arm around Padme's waist, pulling her in tight.
Ready, m'lady?
Padme's fingers curl into her armor.
Beskar, she says, and it's breathless enough to be gratifying. You're wearing pure Beskar, but you painted it black. Arla grins behind her helmet, unlatching the window and shoving it open. Black for justice, she says. Jango will know what it means when he sees it. And when I punch him in the mouth.
Padme laughs, getting an arm around Arla's neck and holding on tight. She's so close that Arla could kiss her.
And Arla can feel she's got a lot more weapons on her than just the blaster. I get the leftovers? She asks.
And Arla takes two steps back, right to the edge of the drop.
Senator, you can have whatever pieces of my idiot brother you want, she promises, and hits the thrusters.
The end.